As schools work to upgrade their security and safety measures, the House Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee heard about a request for more funding for mental health services. The Department of Education wants the number boosted from $75 million to $100 million for public schools. The increase is supported by Lecanto Republican Representative Ralph Masullo.
I want to thank you for the increase in mental health, which, as you mentioned, wasn't even a category a few years ago. My question is, you said it would increase the ratio of the mental health counselors to students in the schools. Do you know what that ratio is? First question. The second question is, how does that ratio compare with other states?
Public Schools Chancellor Jacob Oliva says the state's current ratios are nowhere near the recommended ranges, but there have been some gains.
School counselor is one of our categories. The national experts recommend about a 1 to 250 student adult to student ratio. Currently, I want to say we're close to between 1 to 400 to 500, which is a decrease over the last couple of years. We've added almost 500 to 600 school counselors statewide throughout the last 2 years when we've had this additional categorical to support access to mental health services. We see the same ratio recommendations from 1 to 250 between school social workers and students, and then school psychologists to students is between 1 to 800 or 1 to 1,000.
Also this week, lawmakers had questions about gun control and whether banning semi-automatic weapons would cut down on attacks like the one last year at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
It doesn't matter the weapon. It doesn't matter where they choose to conduct the attack. It doesn't matter the ideology. Because if we can get ahead of that curve, we can stop these acts before they decide on a weapon, before they pick a location.
Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Rick Swearingen told the Senate Committee on Infrastructure and Security that behavioral threat assessment is the key.
We often hear after these attacks that the person had to be crazy or that they simply snapped. Several seminal studies have shown that while some assailants had a history of mental illness, it is rarely the key or causal in these attacks.
Rodney Moore is the Department of Children and Families Assistant Secretary of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. He also told lawmakers mental illness does not equate to violence.
Most individuals who perpetrate violence do not have a major psychiatric diagnosis, and the large majority of people with a diagnosis of mental illness are not violent towards others. The overwhelming majority of people with a diagnosable mental illness do not engage in violent acts towards others, but are more likely to be victims themselves.
Florida lawmakers rejected a call for a special session on gun violence last month after deadly mass shootings in Ohio and Texas this summer. Senate President Bill Galvano has asked Infrastructure and Security Committee Chairman Tom Lee to investigate whether further action is needed after laws were passed last year in response to the Parkland school shooting. I'm Gina Jordan.